it bothered me, especially as a social worker, that now we're going to say this is a fairer way to do it because grandma who lives on $800 a month of Social Security now is going to pay a little bit into the system. Well, I don't want grandma who's living on $800 a month Social Security to pay into the system. I'd rather pay a little extra myself.
Critics have called the fire readiness fee a regressive tax because it imposes a flat fee on all properties, regardless of the value.
What would happen is, if you're an individual person that owns a small home, you're assessed the $5 a month. And if you're Walmart that owns a big, huge store, you're assessed the $5 a month.
Cornell used $5 as an example, but that amount is more likely to fall around $60 to $75. The plan also includes a provision that would impose up to 24 cents per $1,000 of assessed value.
The other portion of the fire fee is based on the value of the buildings on the land. So then that's a variable portion. So then if you're Walmart, your fee would be more, would be a lot more than an individual homeowner's would be. That portion of your fee would go up more.
Cornell said he has no plans to vote for the fee. Councilmember Wengate Newton also voted against it on first reading. Five members voted for it, with Charlie Gerdes being absent. Six council members, the number needed to pass the fire readiness fee on second reading, have already voted yes on a related measure.
We voted to pay the attorneys $60,000, up to $60,000, to set up the process for doing the fee before we voted to approve the fee. And it requires six votes. And I said at that time, I'm a no vote. I'm not going to change my mind. If anyone else up here thinks they might change their mind, they should say that now before we spend $60,000 setting up a fee that may not even get approved.
And even though Cornell expects to hear from some residents against imposing any extra fees, not everyone is looking at it as a bad thing. Darden Rice, president of the St. Pete Area League of Women Voters, is also on what's called the People's Budget Review. She said so far, citizens who have taken the online survey outlining what priorities the mayor and city council should put into the budget have said they don't want any more city services cut.
What a positive place that we've gotten to, where the city is actually debating revenue, and that the Mayor Foster's budget completely reflects an understanding that the citizens don't want more services cut, that that we need to look at cost savings, that we need to look at efficiencies, and that we need to look at long-term sustainability.
Even though most of City Council seems poised to pass the fire readiness fee, the mayor does have a backup plan. If the fee doesn't pass, Mayor Foster plans to seek a property tax hike of $1 mil, or $1 for every $1,000 of assessed value. That plan would arguably spread the tax burden more fairly over those most able to pay it. But Rice called the difference between a fee and a tax a phony debate.
I think that the debate over whether we call it a fire readiness fee or a millage rate increase, I mean, either way, we're looking at ways to bring in revenue, and whether you call it a fee or call it a tax, it's really, you know, the difference, I think, is really minimal.
Rice said there's an argument to support either the fire readiness fee or the millage rate increase.
So there's pluses and minuses to both, and I think we're going to still continue to see people make the argument that maybe neither is adequate, that we need to look into reserves. So, I mean, all those debates right now are playing themselves out.